I hate not being able hold my lover's hand, except under some dimly lit table, afraid of being who I am. Lies, live in the shadow of fear. We've run half of our lives from that damn word queer. It's not your wife. It's not your children I am after. It's not even my choice I want to front. Just wanna hear my lover's laughter. Feel like we're animals in cages. And have you seen the lights? Geek bar, not revealing wrinkles or rages. God forbid we reveal who we are. I hate not being unable to hold my lover's hand, except under some dimly lit table. Afraid of being who I am, no longer afraid of being a lesbian.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this is J.D. Doyle. From time to time on Queer Music Heritage, I like to feature songs that don't really fit into any theme. So this is another one of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows. And that opening song is called Angry Athis, and is a special one to the history of our music culture. I give it credit for being the first openly lesbian song, and it was by Maxine Feldman. Sadly, I am reporting that Maxine Feldman passed away on August 18th in Albuquerque at age 62. I was very pleased to interview her for QMH in 2002, and here's just a snippet of that interview. I asked her about the song, Angry Athis.
Angry Athis, I wrote May 13th, 1969. And I had just left Boston, and I'd been living down in New York, too. And Mayor Lindsay had sent these cops into gay bars where they would imitate gay guys. And as soon as the guys went outside, they would bust them. Now, that was called entrapment, but it wasn't called entrapment then. So there were many things, you know, being thrown out of college, always having to hide who you were. It got me so damn angry that one night when I arrived in Los Angeles, California, it was the first night I arrived, I wrote Angry Athis. And it just came spewing forth. It just talked about everything that I was angry about, of not being able to hold my lover's hand. We're not child molesters. We're not this. You know, we're not that. And I just figured, well, the best way to put it sometimes was in a song. And this was prior, as you know, since it was May 13th, prior to the gay movement as we know it today. But it was in the air. I mean, what happened, you know, in Stonewall on Christopher Street in the end of June, it was in the air. It was bound to happen. We were all getting very tired of being invisible and being losing our jobs, losing our schools, losing our parents. So did that kind of...
That's a pretty good start. Where did you get the title for the song?
All right, Athis is one of Sappho's lovers. And I had, of course, read Sappho, the lesbian poet. And originally I was going to call it Sappho's, you know, sadness or something. And I went, no, let me call it Angry Athis. And anyone who will know who Athis is, if they've read Sappho, they will know that Athis is one of her many lovers. When you also look at the words, if you look at Angry Athis, which is spelled A-T-T-H-I-S, it also, if you separate the words out, it becomes angry at this. So it was kind of a double, I like words, so it was kind of a double meaning.
You can hear that entire interview on the April of 2002 page of my site. I'm moving next to one of the members of another historic act, Romanowski and Phillips. Though they stopped performing together years ago, Ron Romanowski is still making music, and of course many of his songs are political. Like this one he sent me last December. It's called Hard Times for Closet Cases, and at the time it was inspired by the scandal surrounding evangelist Ted Haggard. Well, those hypocrites just can't stay out of the news, and the song applies just as well to Senator Larry Craig from Idaho. Ron Romanowski and Hard Times for Closet Cases.
Hypocrisy's at an all-time high. Kiss the boys and then deny it. When they find out what you've done, which direction will you run? Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught in the act and falling from graces. These are hard times for closet cases. Better that they've been exposed, but that don't make a weed a rose. What does it do to our esteem to have these liars on our team? Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, engaging in compromising embraces. These are hard times for closet cases. The cure, no one agrees, no one is sure. Time will tell them who will decide. Will they be welcome on either side? Don't care about their private lives, their lovers, prostitutes, and wives. But I am tired of taking hits from these rich bastard hypocrites. Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught between a rock and other hard places. These are difficult times for closet cases. Religious leaders in high places, politicians with well-known faces, caught in the act and fallen from graces. These are hard times, hard times.
The Australian duo Blue House has been producing excellent music for many years, and they've just put out their fourth full-length CD called One More Kiss. The duo is comprised of Jackie Walter and Bernadette Carroll, and their new CD was produced by Aussie guitar legend Tommy Emmanuel. While the album is mostly original songs, one of the covers caught my ear, and I asked Jackie to tell me about their version of Help Me Make It Through the Night.
I just wrote in a press release here in Australia that we'd managed to take a Kris Kristofferson ballad and turn it into something that sounded like honky-tonk barroom brawl music. It's interesting. When we do covers, we really like to mix them up and do something different with them. And we sent Tommy two versions of that, and the other one was a real beautiful, you know, harmony-rich sort of version of it. And then we said, let's do this punk version, and he'll never pick it. He'll never go for it. So Byrne started playing these weird chords, and we set it off to him. And when we saw him, he said, I really like that version. I think we should do that. And we went, really? He said, yeah, come on. So, and he had the most fun playing that. I mean, it was hysterical watching him record that, playing the guitar. He also did all the drums on the album, so yeah. He just went to town on that.
Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. It's sad to be alone. Help me make it through.
One, two, three, four.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time.
That was Blue House. Next, I want to share with you songs from the latest releases by two very talented artists. First up is Terry Christopher. His new album is called Journey of a Wordsmith, and I just love the song Brothers in Arms and Sister Soldiers.
The winds of change are blowing. Can you hear them coming down? There was a summer to remember. Seemed like it was overnight, like a shooting star. It's been a decade in the making, on the backs of those long gone. For those of us remaining, there is a power and a voice within this song. Well, hey, 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 brothers in arms and sister soldiers. Mothers.
don't know where it started or how we got this far. And some of us don't have a clue exactly where we are. With all the pushing and the shoving just to be the one in front. Some play fair, some don't care, and others point and judge. Oh, and everybody's running like there's no time to waste. We all find out the hard way that we can't keep up this pace. Some fall with spirits broken, others bow to one day finish. But most of us are looking just a place in this human race. Through years of greed and fighting, we've seen the track get torn to pieces. But those who think they're faster and see themselves as great, some have been held back by stronger, while others use the weaker. And some are just too far gone to save. Oh, and everybody's running. Some try to cheat their fate. And some of us are leading, and some are led astray. Yeah, we all see the dangers, yet we don't heed the warnings. While some are just concerned with saving face in this human race. We take three steps forward, then we take two steps back. Can't you see for years we've all been going nowhere fast? Not everyone can win, but sadly everyone can lose. If we don't take time to slow down, stop listening to the fools. Some fall in disgrace. Some of us reach out to help, some just get in the way. Some pay to get position, others seek out higher powers. But most of us just try to keep the faith in this human race. Yeah, most of us are trying to find our way in this human race.
Following Terry Christopher was Nick Renato and the song In This Human Race. That's from the CD Outside the Lines. Here's a little more about Nick. Over the years, he has had over 250 songs recorded and some 38 charting singles, producing numerous awards, honors, and nominations. His songs have been covered by some highly notable names like Randy Travis, Pamela Stanley, Bette Midler, Stella Parton, Crystal Gayle, Eddie Rabbit, and Juice Newton, just to name a few. Again, his name is Nick Granato. Now, it wouldn't be a queer music heritage show without my digging into some obscurities. Today, probably only record collectors remember the name Joe Meek, but he was a legendary British record producer in the early 1960s. His innovative style and very distinctive production techniques gave him legendary status at that time. But personally, he was a very troubled man, and by 1966, he was in deep depression, caused by lack of success of his recordings, near bankruptcy, and the oppression he felt for being homosexual. Homosexuality was still illegal in the UK at that time. You're hearing a bit of the smash hit Telstar from 1962 by the Tornadoes, which he produced. That group wasn't gay, but on the last 45 he produced for them in 1966, he perhaps gained some satisfaction by exposing a reality long suppressed. On the flip side of their record, Is That a Ship I Hear, he placed what sounded like a throwaway song called Do You Come Here Often. It's an innocuous sounding instrumental, and most people, had they even bothered to turn the record over, would have stopped listening well before the point of interest I'm telling you about. At about 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the song, he inserted this bit of conversation, apparently intended to sound like it came from a London gay club, with two obviously bitchy queens.
Do you come here often?
Only when the pirate ships go off air.
Me too.
Well, I see pajama style shirts are in there.
Well, pajamas are out. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Who cares?
Well, I know of a few people that do.
Yes, you would.
Wow.
He's still coming now. What do you think?
Mine's all right, but I don't like the look of yours.
Well, I must be off.
Yes, you're not looking so good.
Cheerio. I'll see you down the dilly.
Not if I see you first, you won't.
Remember, this was 1966, and that indulgence by producer Joe Meek was, in a way, an amazing achievement. It was the first record in a UK major label, Columbia, to give us a look at gay life with all the campiness sometimes present. No one knows how much satisfaction that recording gave him, because within 6 months, he had committed suicide by shooting himself with a shotgun. I want to share a couple of other Joe Meek oddities. Back then, it was not uncommon for songwriters to make recordings of songs they wrote intended to be sung by female artists. Here's a demo recording of his called He's Mine, and it'll be followed by a tribute recording.
And just to stay away from my baby's door, I'll be waiting for you if you come back some more. He's so good to me, and he tells me I'm so fine. I won't have him stole away from me, no, he's mine, oh mine. Now just to go and find some other guy. This one's mine, and for him I know I'll die. If I lose him, let me break him too. Leave him alone, he's no good to you.
Let me tell you.
That second song was a little of My Johnny Doesn't Come Around and appeared on a various artists' Joe Meek tribute album out of Spain in 2002, with that track by the group La Prohibita. The song was originally a UK hit in 1964 by the girl group Flip and the Dateliners. I've got another demo from the 60s, and it also has those pronouns intact, which of course is why I'm playing it. It was written by the songwriting team of Pete Anders and Vinnie Poncia, who also got some radio play under the name The Tradewinds, with their hit New York's a Lonely Town. They wrote songs for The Ronettes and Darling Love, among others, and I can't resist their 1963 demo of the song, She's the Girl Who Stole My Baby.
She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. Ooh, he was mine yesterday. She came by and stole him away. He was mine for so long that she came by and now he's gone. She's the girl. She's the girl who stole my baby. Ooh, sat right down, I had my cry. How could she ever steal my guy? She smiled at him and winked her eye. Then he looked at me and he waved bye-bye. She's the girl. Stole my baby from me. She thinks that she's so smart and she can get any guy. But someday it'll happen to her and she won't be jumping for joy. I want him back, I need him so. But this time I'll never let him go. I'll be so good to him night and day. I'll be so good he'll never want to stray. To the girl, oh yeah, stole my baby from me. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl.
Pete Anders and Vinnie Poncia and She's the Girl Who Stole My Baby, with Baby coming off as very bisexual. And here's one more visit to the early 60s. That, of course, is the classic oldie, Land of a Thousand Dances, as done by the East L.A. band Cannibal and the Headhunters in 1965. Probably not many of you know that Cannibal was the nickname for Frankie Garcia, and he was gay. He quit the music business in 1966 and died of AIDS in 1996. From the present, here's a song from an album I think is just excellent. It's very infectious pop music out of England by an artist going by the name Mika. He's getting a lot of attention with his album Life in Cartoon Motion, and he's maintaining a very evasive stance as to whether or not he's gay. Out Magazine recently did a 7-page story on him, complete with cover photo, and his position is, "Anyone can label me, but I'm not willing to label myself." Well, he pegs my gaydar, and here's his song, Grace Kelly.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. Try
little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Freddie Mercury influences there from the very talented Mika. I'm shifting to Israel now, and an artist I've become quite taken with. He's a megastar there, and his coming out in 2002 didn't hurt his career at all. His name is Ivri Lider, and I'm going to spell that for you. Ivri Lider. That way you'll be able to find his videos, which are so sexy. Unfortunately, he does not have out an English album yet, and most of his recordings so far have been sung in Hebrew. But I'm sharing two songs with you that are in English. The first song can be found on the new Various Artists CD, Music with a Twist, Revolutions, which is the first effort by Sony's new gay marketing section. And I absolutely love this song. It's called Jesse.
I love a boy named Jesse, but Jesse doesn't love me back. He says he has a girl in Chelsea, he wants so much. I love a boy named Jesse, but Jesse doesn't love me back. He says he's insecure about what he feels and what he wants.
Thank you.
Jesse, but Jesse doesn't love me back. He says he's straight and all that stuff is only in my mind. Only in my mind. Ooh, I can hide. I'm doing fine. But every time he smiles at me, I know we are the same. Change his world for me if he just knew my name.
Also by Ibri Lider is a song that is featured in the new Israeli gay movie, The Bubble. And I think his version of this song is utterly charming. It's one of my favorite songs, The Man I Love.
Come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. In a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. And I know I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure I'll meet him someday. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never run. Would meet you, and so will else above. I'm waiting for the man I love. And I know I should meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. But still I'm sure I'll meet him someday, maybe Tuesday. I know I should meet him
Monday, maybe not, but still I'm sure I'll meet him someday. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
The Man I Love, as done by Avery Leader. And that song is perhaps an appropriate way to lead into the last section of this show, as I want to do a tribute to the man I loved, my partner Jeff. He died on August 9th of cancer, and I'm very much dealing with the grief of that, with all that comes with it, feeling sad, numb, and empty, all with an unreal aspect to it. We celebrated our 12th anniversary in the hospital, 4 days before he died. And despite the very difficult last year and a half, those were very happy years. I feel very honored to have loved him and will forever miss him. Regular listeners may have heard him on this show before. He was an avid fan of the TV show I Love Lucy, was always watching the reruns, and I used to tease him that, like Lucy was always pestering Ricky to be on his show, we joked that Jeff wanted to be on my show. We finally indulged in that about a year ago when I got Jeff to do sort of the commercial part usually aired midway through the show. Here's what that sounded like.
And this is a good time to remind you to visit JD's website. If you do so while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. He's always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning, from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
This is really more difficult than I ever dreamed.
He was a sweetheart, perhaps the most kind and good and gentle man I've ever known. So I searched very hard for the right songs to play. When Trett Fury heard about my loss, she sent me a song that will be on her new album, True Compass, to be released in a few weeks. I thank her for that, as the song is beautiful. It's called Sail Away.
There's a longing in my heart to see you in the morning. There's a longing in my heart to rest my face against your cheek. But I guess I'll have to wait until that last gray dawning, when I take the mighty boat across the sea. Sail away! I can almost see you smiling. Sail away! I can almost hear you breathe. Sail away, I will reach out for your hand when I take the mighty boat across the sea. I'm staring at the phone, wishing I could call you like I've done so many mornings in the years you've been with me. But the phone would go unanswered, and I would be left hanging till I take the mighty boat across the sea. Sail away! I can almost see you smiling. Sail away! I can almost hear you breathe. Sail away, I will reach out for your hand when I take the mighty boat across the sea. Sail away, I can almost see you smiling. sail away. I can almost hear you breathe. Sail away. I will reach out for your hand when I take the mighty boat across the sea. When I take that mighty boat across the sea.
Sail Away by Tret Fury. Another song I found that comes close to what I wanted to say is by one of my favorites, Mark Weigel. On his Out of the Loop album from 2002 was the song Wish You Were Here.
I lie beside the sea and look up at the stars. Where the sky is bright, heaven doesn't seem so far. All it would take is my angel near. I wish you were here. Wide-eyed in the dark, I get scared awake when the dragon's in my dreams. I'm more than I can slay. I know my hero would conquer this fear. I wish you were here. When times are good, when life gets hard, when I'm tired of being strong, when I want to drop my guard, well, I think of you and how far away you are. But in my heart, how near, I wish you were here. On a sunny summer, feeling free time, but no matter what fun I get away with, it's not quite the perfect crime. If I had my partner, we'd be in the clear. I wish you were here. Sometimes when I get tired, doesn't take much at all for my eyes to flow with rivers. I just drop in waterfalls. I have no shoulder to catch my tears. I wish you were here. When times are good, when life gets hard, when I'm tired of being strong, and when I want to drop my guard, well, I think of you and how far away you are. But in my heart, how near, I wish you were here.
Weigel. Before I get to the last song, I want to mention that if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can hear a much expanded version of this show. I've also set up a special section of my site as a tribute to Jeff, with lots of photos of him and us over the years. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Now, I knew the last song in my tribute had to be a very special one. And knowing Jeff, I know that he would not want it to be a song of mourning, but rather one of hope. It seems almost like he told me to play this one. It's from the 1997 musical, The Last Session. We saw the show a couple times when it was staged in Houston, and have met the composer, Steve Shocklin. Jeff loved this song, and I hope you see why. Jeff was the love of my life, and I will always cherish the wonderful gift of knowing him. From The Last Session, here's the song, When You Care.
There's a light holding us together. There's a light holding us all together. Some will say it's fate, some will say it's life. The name doesn't matter, just doesn't matter. There's a word stronger than the silence. There's a word stronger than any silence. Some will say it's love, some will say it's God. But everything changes, everything changes. When you care, when you care, you don't need an explanation. When you care, either you love or you don't, either you will or you won't.
You don't need an explanation when you care.
Out of time, everyone is running out of time. Every day, which way doesn't matter, it just doesn't matter.